You now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram. Yo, what's going on? It's Meds, and you tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Got two of the homies with me today. We talking about snitching. We got the magical elixir called Douce in the building. That's what we drinking on. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
It's the shot for shot champ. You already know. who fresher than me on IG? Boy Fresh, what's good?
All right, still living in the building. You already know. Thirsty on IG, still living.
All right. Today's topic is snitching. You know, it's a lot of gray area in snitching. You know, things change every day. There's some people who say there's no gray area to snitching. Snitching is snitching. You tell, it's telling. So, got a few topics here. First thing is, fellas, when do y'all think is okay to tell? Fresh?
I'll say this. If we talking criminal, obviously, snitching, it breaks down a million ways. But, I mean, I'm thinking that we're talking criminalistically shit type
right,
shit.
Right, right.
So, for me, if you're an innocent bystander, meaning like grandmothers and, you know, 12-year-old people that are innocent, that got nothing to do, they're not in the game. Mm-hmm. If something happens towards them, they see something. For me, I don't personally hold a grudge if they figure out that's what they got to do in order to be. I don't see a 70-year-old grandmother shooting a nigga, so
yeah.
I don't know what other option is. So
if the crime is on her, though, you're saying.
Oh, wait. Are we saying snitching just like.
In general.
That's why I broke that down, because in general, if somebody that got nothing to do with fucking around the underground, I don't understand what else the other option is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like you're saying, so if an old lady gets her pocketbook snatched, it's okay for her to
tell. If she don't have a young nephew, uncle, something that's going, I don't know what else she does besides get robbed every other day. I don't know no other option what she does. I don't know. I ain't saying that she don't have another option. She could shoot, for sure. But for her, I wouldn't penalize her or put her on some shit like, oh, Auntie JoJo over here is a fucking snitch because ain't nobody holding her down.
Now, what if she sees somebody get robbed and she tells, volunteers? It has nothing to do with her, she tells.
Yeah, volunteering is snitching. Now, I'm not saying she's wrong.
I ain't saying it's wrong, but that's
the label. She's a snitch. I got to go for that. Now, I'm not saying right or wrong, but the label is absolutely.
That was it. She snitched or is she a snitch?
She snitched. She did. She absolutely.
All right, so Livin, what if she gets robbed? Is it okay to tell then? Like if she
if she get robbed because she a civilian, you know what I mean? She ain't in the street, you know what I mean? So she could tell,
but she just can't volunteer information.
Yeah, like if you doing that, you bugging. Like,
but
see
what happens is that's the gray we're talking about, because in majority. Why the reason they put out 1-800 Crime Stoppers only shits is for innocent old ladies and all that type of shit. So that's the great, because at one, you know, we all got grandmothers still in the project. Yeah. My grandmother been living in the same projects. Nigga, I'm 36.
And she don't abide by the street rules.
I don't know any other place that I've ever been in her house in my life. My father said the same shit. Like, I don't know. She's been in that projects almost 50 years. You know what I'm saying? Longer than that, for sure. So. She ain't no motherfucking snitch. I'm not saying that to say nothing like that. I'm just saying you got people that's been in these areas so motherfucking long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you got old people that'll see some shit happen even in the hood. They wouldn't say nothing.
That's true.
Because they know. They like, I ain't saying nothing.
But it's people in that same bracket. Like, they friends might be like, yo, what the fuck? These people walk home still. Like, if you live in the project 60 years, you walk to the store at McDonald's at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. Like, it ain't nothing. Nigga, I've been living here 60 years. Ain't nobody can't tell me I can't go to work at 9 o'clock just because y'all doing what y'all do. Yeah. You feel me? Then that's when a straight hit out. Or that's when some shit go down. But that's the great for me. Like, yo. And we all seen it a million times, same shit. Like, yo, that's the only great. Now me and you doing something, and shit get funky, and I'm like, yo,
yes,
I gotta give it up. That's absolutely
that's cool. So
that's
like,
the part where it gets really unbearable. Like, there's no other way about it because we both knew the risk we took. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if y'all both, all right. So here's an example. Y'all two go to the liquor store together, right? Livin say, I'm going to go grab a Douce bottle. He get into it with the clerk. You don't know nothing that's going on. You just sitting in the car. And he end up popping the clerk. And he just get in the car, and y'all drive off. Y'all get pulled over, and y'all both go down. You had no knowledge of him going to do something. And y'all both get booked, and he's not saying nothing like, hold it down. Are you holding it down? And you had no knowledge of what he was going to do.
How soon we got booked? Like how
we immediately. he don't tell you nothing. Like, Living just, like, he get in the passenger seat.
That's some really. I'm gonna go with that scenario, but that's some really miraculous shit to happen that way.
It happens though.
Maybe not even if let's not say that extreme,
but let's just say he tells you drive him somewhere. He get into it with some homies. Y'all go to the club and he pops somebody back in the car.
He could have been making.
What would you do in that situation, Living? If it was vice versa, Fresh clapped the store clerk and he don't tell you nothing. Y'all get back in the car and y'all get pulled over.
It's a sad thing to say, but we going to jail.
You're not going to say nothing?
I'm like, I can't. Like, it's crazy, though. But it's like, we going to jail. We going to sit. I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be looking at you because you got a whole. It's like, nigga, what we doing? Like, all right, fuck it.
And he tell you.
We're going to have to take that. And it's so sad, but we're going to have to take. I'm going to have to take that. Like, it's just so fucked up.
And I'm going to say this.
You going to throw your whole life away off of that?
We're going to have to. Like, you with me. Like, I fucked up. I'm not supposed to be with you. Like, it's just crazy.
But if that's your man, isn't he supposed to be like, yo, he had no clue what was going on?
Yeah. Like, I can't even see him. We can't even be in the same jail. It's like, oh man, that shit is crazy. That shit make a nigga feel like you can't even.
It's wild because, like, we talked about that scenario on the phone and replaying it. That's why I asked, when did we get booked? Because listening to it at that point, let's say I'm the driver, not the shooter, right?
Right, you're the
driver. I'm the driver. And if we get pulled over, nigga, and my shit is super legit, the first thing I'm saying is, what's going on? We both need to, at that point is where I'm going to be thinking, like, you know what I mean? Something, you know anything? You know what I mean? Like, that would be my last thing, like, what's the fuck going on? At that point, then.
But how many times do cops hear, I don't know nothing?
No, that's cool. I mean, I, like Livin said, we both at that right that literally that just point right there. We both got to go to jail for sure. I can't say nothing right there.
No, of course, yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing I can do right there. But let's just say
y'all get y'all lawyers, y'all get booked up everything, and he's still not saying nothing. He's like, nigga, hold it down.
You know what? The only reason I'm on like 80%, I can't say nothing, is based on if I got lawyer money, that shit gonna get taken care of, nigga. I'm just in the fucking car. Now, the only problem about that shit is here's the 20% where I struggle because I'm going with you. Nigga, even with that, you gonna have to prove that you did not know he was going to rob a nigga to the court system.
We gotta fight that.
Feel me? That's the hardest part.
We're going to sit there, and I'm going to be looking at you like my nigga.
That's the hard. No, they're going to be separate. Nigga. No,
y'all not
going to
be together.
Yeah. Hell yeah, they're going to give you separate.
I mean, before, in the car, like,
that's
my nigga,
the last time
you're
going to
be
talking. That's the last time you're going to get to talk.
Yeah, that's it.
You feel me? That's why if I got pulled over, I'm thinking, like, nigga, you know. Nigga, my license is straight. What the fuck? I mean, we started to get a motherfucking 40-week.
But he don't say nothing. Y'all just get pulled over. They draw guns on you, get out the car, they put you on cuffs, and they be like,
oh, hold on. This is some real life shit. This is no funny business. This is real. Rod locked up. You know my cousin. Y'all know my cousin Rod.
Rod's the homie. He was locked up with my man Debo.
Tell you some crazy shit. Before I got kicked out of college, I used to get work from Rod. Came here one night. We going to Crystal's.
Yeah.
Leaving Crystal's. He was with some nigga. Damn, I can't even think of the nigga. You know the nigga he was with too.
Say his name for legal purposes.
Please. Oh, yeah. Okay,
everything is alleged.
Allegedly, right? The nigga, but he was from Queens, though. You definitely know when you see him. So they go in there. They were like, yo, we're going to run my man's crib. You follow us. Mm-hmm. I got to get something. And then we meet you, and we're going right back to the crib.
Yeah.
I'm in a separate car by myself with a little punk-ass ounce. You feel me? A weed. Mm-hmm. And it's another car, right? Two cars in front of me.
Got it.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on beside them niggas saying, yo, I'm about to make a run real quick. We can just pull over.
Yeah.
I'm in front of a nigga house right off Drift was in the area somewhere that way. Nigga, boom, 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 boom. I hear them knocking. I'm still not really paying no attention. I just hear them knocking. Boom, boom, boom. Not really no attention at all. Within 3 minutes, 20 cops swarming us.
Damn.
Swarming us. I mean, swarming. Yeah. Guns out. Same scenario you're talking about right now. Same scenario. Yo, get out, get out, get out, get out. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? What's going on? I mean, now I'm really in the dark because I have no idea what's going on. I got a little ounce in my pocket. He's like, yo, you got any guns or drugs in the car? I'm like, no, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing in the car. Nigga trapped me, felt the ounce. Oh, what's this? I don't know.
Yeah. You feel me?
Now, boom, I'm locked up. At this point, I'm locked up with the weed, but I don't even know why the cops is here. When he get to the jail, we was in separate cars. Get to jail, I see Rod. Rod sitting there looking like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, what does this mean? Yeah. Like, what the fuck we doing here? Like, what the fuck does this mean? Like, nigga, that's the first thing to get me with the same scenario I used as envisioned. That's exactly how it went down. Nigga looked at me like, I'm like, yo, What's going on? Because now we all in the book and we all in the holding right now. You know what I'm saying? Right. So we all, this is the last chance that we can say something to each other. So I know. I don't even know what's going on. Like, that's my word. I'm like, yo, I'm here for Ween. I know that. I mean, because I had Ween on me, but why am I here for real? Like, you know what I'm saying? So we get upstairs, nigga, like, yo, you was trying to run in there. The nigga inside the house calling the police.
Oh, my goodness.
You feel me?
Yeah.
The nigga inside the house calling the police. That's why the police formed. Mm-hmm. Feel me? Now, in that scenario, I didn't even have a chance to say nothing really for real. You know what I'm saying? But again, you're talking about a murder.
That's my point. I was about to say this.
Big difference, but I'm just still, I'm saying.
No, but even though that you have the weed in your pocket, you still have entered a danger zone right around with weed on you.
For sure.
So you got to hold that down. I'm talking about if somebody had, you have nothing to do with it. You could have just got off of work, live. It's like, yo, rob me a liquor store before you go
home. They could have did that, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm for sure at this point, they ain't on the joint with the joint. Yeah. So I'm for sure at that point, that was the purpose of going there. I didn't know that was my whole purpose. I didn't not know that was going on. If whatever they was coming for him, if he'd resisted or got in, if a nigga called the police, he's scared for his life. You don't call the police if you're scared to fight.
Now, let's say in that instance, they did a murder. Because they went in there for a murder. I'm saying, right. Like, let's just say the situation is Liv is going somewhere to murder somebody. He just tells you he needs a ride. And then he does that. And then you find out later that was his purpose.
And this is my man. You talking about like, this is my man.
And
that's some fucked up shit.
So are you going to hold it down? Obviously, he's not your man if he's putting you in that position.
Like I said, I'm on that 80-20, man. That 80 as I can.
You got to fight that.
All right, so Liv, is there any gray area which you were snitching?
Like, it's just
when you're in the crime scene.
When you're in the crime scene and you involved in that shit, it's like you got to know what you're doing. It's like you got to pray every... Like, if I'm doing... Like, I don't know. That's just how I am. I'm like, okay, if I know I'm about to get in the car and I got this in the car and I know I ain't...
You don't know any of that.
No, I mean, I'm just going to do that regardless when I'm coming outside if I know I'm about to be in the mix. You know what I mean?
But he's saying you don't even know you in the mix. He's saying, like, just say, nigga, I'm...
Let's say right now.
I'm going to go to the store and get some motherfucking backwoods. We're going to smoke. I go in there and pop a nigga right then and there, hop right back in the car. Like, yo.
No, I pray before I get in the car every fucking day because I don't know, nigga. Niggas is crazy. Niggas get calls all the time. Yo, son, where you at? But see, I be dead. You got to dead those calls now. Like, yo, son, I'm out to do this. They'll come pick me up. Nah.
Yeah.
You got to read niggas now. Right. Like, I know you kind of funny.
You're right. You got to be stupid.
So even if I told you, I'm like, yo, right now, if I'm like, yo, live, rob me to the store.
We're going to go to the store.
All right, we go to the store and I do some fuck shit. You going to hold me down?
I mean, son, what am I going to do? I just took you to the store. We together. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just so fucked up. But I'm going to just be looking at you like, damn, you ain't going to hold it down? Fuck it, we got to fight.
And let me say this, Let me say this. The last, in that scenario, if I'm the driver, I'm giving this nigga the because this is going to be the last time we're going to be able to speak to each other we probably go to the bookings together, and we probably have another, at least for solid 24 hours together, at least, until they separate us. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you that whole 20 hours to come clean.
That's what I'm saying.
To fucking say.
I'm not saying immediately as soon as y'all get booked, y'all like,
you got to fucking, now I'm going to hold it down. If we can have that convo, like, my nigga, you got, you know, especially because if you ain't tell me.
Because to tell the truth,
is another story.
To tell the truth, in those type of situations, they not listening. We going to jail anyway.
Right.
Of course. I'm not saying I'm saying when you get lawyered up, he get lawyered up.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him like,
yeah, we got to, because,
you know, when niggas do that, they don't know the law. You know what I mean? They just think I'm about to tell, and then I'm going right.
But see,
you got to see what's going on first. Like, okay, what do they got? Okay, do they got the video? It's not you telling. It's like, all right, nigga, did you know what you got? You know what you were doing when you went in there?
That's why I said 80-20 was the hardest shit, because the 20% from my opinion, anyway, Mez is speaking of, is they have to find a way to prove you did not know.
Yeah.
The only way that you could say that you did not know is by saying, I did not know.
Yeah.
By saying I did not know, it's
pretty much believe that shit.
That's why
you gotta fight. That's why I'm like, yo, they not believing that shit.
So you're gonna have to go to jail and have to fight the shit anyway.
Again,
that's why I say that's the 80-20, because end of the day, you gotta prove that you did not know. You know how hard it is to prove you did not know.
Even your if man you was tell pull, nigga, and you still gonna end up doing 5 years.
And you drove.
But still, it's better than life. Look at somebody different for that? Like, say you got a homeboy, right, who went through that same exact situation, the guy who didn't know. Let's just say I'm the one who didn't know. And I tell. I'm like, yo, listen, man, this nigga, he's not holding it down. He's not my man. And I tell. Would you look at me foul for that?
Yeah.
Word?
You know, I would.
You're going to be on paperwork. That's why it's so hard.
You know what I mean? But I wouldn't, because I would look at what type of nigga you are. It depends on what type of nigga you are. Like, I got a nigga that I fuck with. He's a mother. He told on somebody, but he's a civilian. He's not a type of, you know what I mean? It's just so crazy that, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, that's what but he can't come with me out. You know what I mean? He can't, he stays home, gets drunk, and does what he does there. He can't move around with me because I don't need you in that, but I know.
No,
that,
see, and that's some respectable shit. What he's saying right now is respectable shit. Because a lot of niggas, they don't respect a nigga for that. Like, respect a nigga for being a civilian.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Well,
like,
no, I don't start off with.
No, of course. Yeah. Not you. I'm talking about in general.
It's just a nigga pit. If that's not, if you're not in this, if I know that that's not your style and you just not, and you're not just going to take it there, then all right, man. It's like you're going to tell them that's what you did, nigga.
Well,
like, I didn't even know. I just found out he told and told. But it's just like, it's just crazy. Like, that's just what type of nigga.
Well,
I'm going to
say this right here. Like, I'm going to cover names up. For
yes,
this
please
purpose,
don't say
though.
Any names.
Right. But it's a cat around here. You know what I mean? I tell y'all off the air. You know what I mean? It's the nigga I know, he's been, we talked about this. Mm-hmm. The nigga been going to jails for the last 8-9 years, for sure. Yeah. Been knowing a nigga to go to jail for 8-9 years. I, you know, in and out of jail 8-9 years, mm-hmm. for sure. Since I've been doing KISS.
Niggas like that.
I've been known to go to jail three years, at least 3-4 times at least since I've done KISS, and that was 2009. Recently, 2019, him and another nigga who's a square get locked up. The word is the square told on him.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm in my
Wait,
mind.
Wait, is he a square because he's not a street nigga or?
Well, excuse me, I take the square back because I don't like putting that on nobody.
Exactly.
What I meant by square is he doesn't do nothing.
He's not a street nigga.
He don't do no scamming, don't do no drugs, nothing like that. You know what I mean? I don't mean square in no kind of negative
derogatory way.
Absolutely not. I mean that he doesn't do anything. He's never done anything illegal and he won't do anything illegal. Exactly. That's all I meant by that.
You and you could be a cool nigga and still be that. That's what I'm saying.
1,000%. That's why I said, let me clear that. I don't mean square in no form or fashion of in a negative way because I fuck with a bunch of niggas that can keep it 100 with themselves. Right, my nigga, like if you can keep it 100 with yourself, I'm 1,000. I'd rather fuck with you than a street nigga that's 50% with himself any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, they said that the dude that's never done anything, you know, no crime, anything, done told on this dude that I know that's been in jail multiple times. I'm thinking in my mind, damn, it's fucked up. But the first thing I'm thinking about is, what did you think a nigga that don't fuck with nothing illegal was going to do?
And that's why I respect what living is saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because a lot of times street niggas would be around.
What if he supposed to be involved
right, you feel me? Like, you thought he was, like, I want to feel sympathy, but I'm like,
you
bro.
Know that's what he's about to.
Right.
He's well, keeping I don't even where know he's that. At. He ain't supposed to know nothing that you guys are.
Feel me?
Like,
you and still that's my what man. A gangster nigga is supposed to do.
As stress is not
nothing. And I got going on.
It'd be different. I was looking outside in like that. This dude might just start doing crime. I know you've been doing crime shit since 2009. I don't know which crime it was every single time, but you've been going to jail for this much. You've been doing something.
So actually, you blame both of them. Yeah, that's I do. Because if I go hang out.
Is he a snitch? Is the one I just said that don't do nothing? Is he a snitch? That go back
technically,
to what you
no, but I still blame him for hanging around a nigga.
He is a snitch, but we forgive the snitch based on
the gray area. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what we're saying in this conversation.
Yeah.
Because he is, the label is absolutely, if that paperwork come up. Absolutely is one.
Yeah. You know, but in his world, it doesn't matter.
And that's another thing, too. It's like the snitch world to be thrown around
right,
so much
with no
and
paperwork.
No paperwork.
None. Right, I'm going to give you a perfect example.
You snitch
has
not
anybody
have paperwork?
Seen T.I.'s paperwork? Everybody call this nigga a snitch. Has anybody seen any black and white on T.I.? I don't understand what we keep using that. Because trust and believe, 50 Cent would have loved to pull that paperwork
of
out.
Of course.
Many people would have loved to pull that paperwork out. I was arguing with a cat on Facebook, and his only thing was T.I. did a video that
the
said.
The 1-800-CRIME stop.
I never seen it until the December to YouTube.
I
never, not to discredit it. But I'm like, bruh.
So what?
First of all, what if he was talking to grandmother? Like we were just talking about. What if he was talking to innocent civilians?
I'm gonna tell you some real shit. I think it's some sealed paperwork somewhere on that
you
nigga.
Can't seal that,
I'm
right.
sorry,
you can't
son.
Seal that
I
black
don't
and
know.
White.
I don't
seal
know
that
nigga.
Black and white.
I think you can seal paperwork.
I think it's some shit.
The reason why you can't seal it because it has to be admissible.
Bottom of the White House.
It has to be admissible for court. If you seal it, you can't. It's not possible because it has to be admissible. The court documents has got to have it. We got to be able to pull that file up. It's not like sealing your.
You can't pull every file.
No, but the thing with a seal.
Not on the form because this why. Former, guess what they got to do? Nigga, it's got to be credible. Who else is going to believe it? It's got to be credible. The only way the court is the only one to make
credible. But it could be credible between the
right, but
the
in order
system.
For the world, like, when it goes through judges, anybody, nigga, something got to be written down.
You right, though. Niggas got to have it, but I don't know. That shit just seems too crazy with his case.
I'm not taking him off of that, him being, he done shit. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
You're right.
You need
my
proof.
Everybody keep throwing, and the reason why people throw it around lightly and not seriously, because we ain't seen no proof.
We ain't seen no proof. You right.
Everybody joking. That's why I'm like, yo, that's somebody keep hearing about it. Like, yo, stop throwing that on niggas. That's not. Nobody here would love to be called that jokingly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't play like that. You feel me? Like, show me the proof and I rock with it. But I don't know what he's, like, these niggas show me the YouTube video. I'm like, bruh. He said 1-800-TIP. That was whack. That was, but I mean,
but
he could have been talking to civilians.
They gave Meek hell because he went in front of the judge and he was like, I'm not a gangster. I'm not a, and they was like.
Nigga trying to get home.
Exactly, and that's exactly
about,
what I think.
I'm trying to be home. I'm trying to be locked up with these hard heads with no pussy around. Feel me? Like, nigga, try to be home.
Nigga, tell that judge anything, man.
Right, nigga, right. So nigga, I wear a top hat every day, judge. But
rappers throw in all type of snitching.
Say dance, I'm gonna dance right there in front of that nigga's face.
Anything
nigga.
To get home, as long
straight
as it's
up,
not.
Straight up, nigga.
Yeah.
Right, lying to the judge is an absolute soldier G'd up thing you supposed to do. Niggas give a fuck about that judge.
So what about taking a stand?
We move from snitching to defend. Sometimes
that's the same
you got thing. You got to. No, plead the fifth.
But some people say don't take the stand even if you're defending yourself. And that's crazy to me. Like, how can I not take the stand to defend myself?
This is why. This is why people say that. And this is the 100% fact about the matter. Nigga, we in this world. You know what this world come with. Now, unless somebody drug you in this war, force you in this world, unless it was an accident that you was in this world, you know what it come with.
You know, niggas say, you know, I've heard things, you know, like, I ain't take the stand. Niggas say they ain't snitch because they ain't take the stand. Do you know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Have you heard that before?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's why I'd be like, yo, I'd be trying to figure out, like, what do you mean? I mean but that shit is real, though. Like, yo, I ain't take, but I'd be like, I saw your name on paper. What you mean? But I ain't take the stand. I'd be like, yo, my nigga,
you already
still,
told. Yeah, you like, wrote it down.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you got it on
is
paper.
That high, is that better now?
Yeah, they do. That's what I say about the black and white. Like, the paperwork is what, like, yeah, and when you think about snitching.
Is that better than what you said?
I only think about it in, for real, not being funny, I only think about it with jail niggas, because that's really the snitch. Like, it's too hard to find out a nigga snitch to another nigga on the streets. Like, that shit is
what do you mean?
Like, you know, niggas would say, oh, he snitched to another nigga about he was selling dope, but he ratted his own man out, or, you know, shit like that. Like, that part, I don't know how that really works. But for real, when you think about snitching, it really turns from dealing with the police, working
that's
with the police.
That's all I've been thinking about.
Yeah, it works. And if you're working with the police, it's documented, because they cannot use hearsay. It will not work in court.
What about leaving a statement? Like, what if you write a statement?
Anything that you left is documented. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, is that a form of snitching to you? Because some people say...
If you left a document saying, I seen that nigga and I ain't gonna be around.
A statement, period. It doesn't matter what you say on a statement. Some people look at it like, if you leave a statement or cooperate with
police... No, that's why people work around, because, nigga, if the statement says, I was there, you know what I'm saying? Then what can I say? I was there. Like, I mean, like, nigga...
Thing, it depends on what that statement is.
That's what I'm saying.
What it says. That's what I'm saying. It depends on what it says, though.
Now, but some people say it don't matter what it says. If you put a statement out,
let me ask you this. So are you saying that there's something that if you involved with a crime and you say
anything, like, as soon as you say anything, you're cooperating with the police, you're not supposed to talk.
Well, okay, I see. From that point of view, I see what you're saying. But you got to realize this. That shit come from niggas with money. Because you got lawyers and all this other shit. Niggas without money, those are the niggas that tell. Feel me? Nigga, you gotta have lawyers. That's the only realistic shit about this shit. You feel me?
But
and funny shit about it is nowadays you got niggas with money that still tell.
Yeah.
Because they can get off, because they can pay it off. You feel me? But it usually comes from niggas that don't got no money, because...
All right, so Tekashi would be a perfect example of that. He was involved in the shit, and what people are trying to give him the gray area to pass about is, you know, they was... messing with his baby moms. They were trying to kill him. But so, is that okay to tell on niggas who were doing you dirty?
His paperwork still didn't say he told, though.
No. But I'm just talking about hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say we know that they tried to kill him. They tried to do him dirty. They were stealing money from him. One of them, I think, smashed his baby moms. Is that okay to turn your back on him?
Turn your back on him?
As far as snitching.
I mean, again, unless you could pull something I didn't see, his paperwork said that he... did not do any of those things that they said he did. I didn't see anything that said them niggas did this, that, and third.
No,
I didn't see
anything.
I'm not
talking about hypothetically.
Oh,
it don't got nothing to do with what's really going on.
So you said hypothetically, if he would have said, yo, I'm telling on y'all niggas, would he be wrong?
Yeah.
For snitching purposes, yes. Mm-hmm. For purpose that them niggas literally tried to kill me, great. But for snitching purpose, the actual label for... You're going to wear that snitch shit. You're going to wear that.
Of course. My whole thing is there... The whole topic is there a gray area
for
snitching?
The gray for me is because the niggas just tried to kill me.
What
and if
you,
I ain't
Leonard?
Tough enough to try to kill him back, I don't know what's the next thing to do. Because if you try to kill me, you got to be tough enough to kill a nigga back. If you don't do that... And
all right, so Living, what you gonna? You think he's foul for that?
It's just like I like how Fresh just said. It's like, are you tough enough to kill? It's like, if a nigga kill me, I'm not thinking about telling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we gonna pay to kill that nigga mother. That nigga got bread still. He gonna pay somebody to. But I don't know. It's just that shit with him is just crazy, man. Like,
I mean, it happens
in
rap all the
shit.
Time. There's a lot of people.
He was controlled the whole time. Therefore, the rap sheet proves he's never done a crime. In my eyes, he's a civilian.
I look at it like, you know what I mean? He was
He never was down anyway. You know,
civilian, right? You a civilian. What are you? If you told
him, whoa, hold on. Y'all look at Tekashi as a civilian?
No, not a civilian. I don't look at him as a civilian.
I don't either.
I just look at him like, for them niggas to be doing everything they did to him, uh-huh. fucking his baby mom, trying to kill him, of course, you was never down anyway.
Right.
Nah, of course, you was never down. But
not only that, we've been using you. The reason he got the drama is because, nigga, we done been taking 200 million from your ass.
And he knew this. Like, he ain't stupid. That motherfucker.
Nah, he definitely knew. Nah, he ain't dumb at all.
Yeah, I thought he was too, but he knew what was going on.
He was a dummy or he was scared? Which one do you think it was?
Nah,
he was
a dummy or he was scared. Because you, I don't think
for sure he was scared.
It was a time he was scared, but he didn't get scared no more because he knew he was lit. Once he got lit and he had money to pay them niggas, he wasn't scared of them niggas no more.
Yeah, you know I can mean? Agree with like, that.
He, you could tell he was in the car. He was felt good, better.
You so know what I mean? Let me ask you this, real talk. And I'm fighting with niggas that's in New York. And I was like, because you know they was knocking him in New York. Just you know,
right before everything happened, he was like, "Fuck y'all, suck dick." Yeah. He wasn't scared of them niggas no more. Nah. You know what I mean? Because he started getting security around them. Exactly. He started getting money. He started realizing, you know, how that shit gets. You start getting real. Yeah. You start realizing, like,
you start to be untouchable.
I don't need these niggas. He thought he really needed them niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then he started getting big and realized, like, a high.
Well, he did. Initially, he did. That's the problem.
No, he did. They would made him happen.
You can't. Then he started realizing all these niggas and not need nobody. You need somebody to be able to pop shit in every city, nigga.
He needed.
And them niggas pop shit in every city. Now, they wasn't like, you know, they wasn't always. They act like they was on front street, but they wasn't. But it was smoothed out behind scenes for sure every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely smoothed out.
Like, for example, when I was talking about the scenario, I don't know if y'all know the situation with Mike Song when he got caught up. I think his man robbed somebody or the cab driver or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he got booked for it and they offered him a year plea deal. He was like, I'm not doing that because I didn't really commit the crime. So he took it to trial. They gave him 10 years.
Yeah, because he was robbing motherfuckers anyway. Right. You know,
he probably didn't do that crime.
Yeah, right. But he did.
And he was, and if you leave not doing that, and he comes from, them niggas is in a bad project, bro.
Nah, of course.
It's not like he was in, like, Soundview was like, my nigga, you can't even come back around here. It's not even, you a rapper, you can't probably go nowhere around
here. We the old school nigga. We know about his, I heard about his M.O. back in the day. He was a little stick-up kid, nigga. So niggas know that's what he was doing. Right. You know what I mean? So, you know.
So he has to hold it down.
He took that, he didn't take that for his man. He took that because he was a G.
Yeah.
Real shit. Mm-hmm. Like, dealing all the way around that. He didn't do that for his man. My opinion was,
you're right.
My 100%. Opinion wasn't that he did that for his man.
Nah, not at all.
He did that nigga, I'm G, fuck y'all, whatever. What did y'all give me that? And at 20, 18, 19, 20, whatever, I'm not even think, what's 10 years? I'm going
to
do 7.
Nah, he probably didn't even think he was going to do 10 because they offered him a year. He was like, if they offer me a year, I'll take it to trial. I might get 2, 3, 4 max.
This is exactly what he
said. He cried and when he got that shit or something. I heard they said, somebody said he cried. I was like, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Right, you nigga, see 10 years go away from your life, nigga.
Shit.
My man, God bless the day, China K, he had 5. He cried looking like, shit, I cried like shit, nigga. Like, shit,
time I was like, sure, like,
when you get ready to leave something that, you know, you got there's a tear that drops somewhere. You might be in that cell somewhere, in the 3 in the morning, whatever. Nigga, knowing you ain't coming home for 20 years. Oh, nigga, please. Nigga, you a human being.
Exactly.
Now, you might show that monster to everybody, but you human as a motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, with the mice shit, you don't really get the stripes were more relevant for him because, you know, niggas say, oh, you was a dummy for doing, da, 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 da. You wasn't a dummy for doing the shit that you knew you was, it was some shit that you was, you did this kind
of
shit.
And that's why I respect him. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, he was a part of that.
Like,
he said,
like, you did this type of shit somehow or another. Mm-hmm. You might not have done this crime. You did this type of shit here and there. Now, done 10 years, and right now, don't seem to be doing bad for himself. You know what I'm saying? For me, I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that he's, you know what I mean, million and all that, but, you know, he don't seem to be doing bad for himself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Came out honorable. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He came out honorable, you know? So,
yeah, he don't have no blemish on his name.
The blemish he got is, so, you know, a nigga with less knowledge would say, oh, you was a dummy for doing jail. And it's arguable. I'm not saying it's not arguable that you couldn't argue that point, but he came out
in his, early 20s? They offer you a year plea deal. You're like, man, they probably ain't got nothing on me. I'm going to take it to trial.
It goes like what I just said.
I took that.
Niggas with money.
I
would have
picked a year, too. But it's easier to say that it's hindsight, 2020. You know what I mean? Of course.
Jumped on that,
that money. That's what I'm saying. Without money.
But no, I think he was on, was he on paper or something when they caught him?
Is that why?
Bro. It wasn't. I don't think it was cut and dry.
Especially
as
back then.
My man, like I said, my man robbed these cab drivers. We all got caught in. He was like, nigga, you know, they probably told him, nigga, we got a little something with you. You know what I mean? Like, your name buzzing, nigga, you rapping and robbing niggas. Nigga, what you think? What you think? Nigga, you rapping and robbing niggas. You think we don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
You bugging. Like, you know, but you at can the do time, this now, or you can wait till we build you all the way up. Or wait till you catch a body.
But why not take the year plea? If they offer me a year, I'm taking that.
Well, does the plea involve him having to say that he doesn't know his man? Does the plea involve him telling?
We don't know what the plea was. You're right.
That's true. Yeah, we don't know.
What would he plea out to? You know, what is the bargain? You got to bargain something. What are you bargaining? All right, you give me a year.
But see, I think if there was some type of, like, if it was that, he would have said that, because that has come up in plenty of interviews, and when he just talked about he turned the plea
he
down.
He couldn't go back to Soundview if he was at any point about
he did the right thing. Yeah. The only wrong thing he did was not take the plea to me. If you go to trial and you blow trial, that it is what it is.
No, nigga, you blow trial, you do max.
He did blow trial. What do you mean?
Shout out to Sebastian.
He
did max. Said, man,
he got the guns. He got the guns. How many times? How much time they gave him?
The max 15, you know, so he...
Them guns, huh? In New York, yeah.
And he blew trial, so it's he about to be...
That max.
All right, so speaking of, while we're on the topic of rappers, because I think there's always gray area, depending on how much we like the rapper. Because there's a lot of rappers who do fuck shit or questionable shit.
You talking about snitching?
In a sense, whether it's dry snitching, whether it's just for entertainment, it still can implicate some shit. Like, remember when, with the whole Biggie and Pac thing, Pac was running around talking about, you shot me 5 times, I took it in smiles. He was saying Biggie and them shot him. Is that some form of snitching?
No.
Hell yeah. Because he fucking... All right, listen, I don't even like Tupac. I don't care.
That's why.
I hated that nigga.
About Pac saying so much shit on records about him, about Biggie and him, and Bad Boy shooting him. And
let's go with two things. Did anybody get arrested from Pac saying that shit?
So you have to get Pac arrested for it to be snitching?
You need to be... Yeah. We started off this shit with paperwork.
That's the gray area.
We started off with snitching on paperwork.
No, the whole thing is about gray area. Is there a gray area?
If you snitching, I ain't going to jail. Nigga, ain't nothing get told. Nigga, ain't nobody told. What, yeah, nigga, we rapping.
So that's not considered snitching.
No, that's why my answer is no.
Nigga, so if I tell on you and you don't get locked up...
You ain't telling me. Nigga, you making a song. You making a fucking song saying, nigga, yo, y'all know y'all niggas 5-15 shot me. You said we got shot, nigga. I can tell you, nigga, 50... Nigga say I got shot, nigga. Everybody said they got shot, nigga. I know you shot me, nigga. 50 had the power of the dollar. Had a whole bunch of shit talking about how niggas got shot, nigga. Everybody told about how niggas get shot. Nigga, if you listen to the Drink Chat, all the stories is about what niggas done did in the past. Like, that, you know, it's not really... For me, it's not really in a situation where it's... A snitch situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see Pop as a snitch making records about
So it's okay to rap about it?
It's always been okay to rap. It's always been a way to talk about it. We wouldn't have street music if niggas didn't talk about what went on in the streets. There would not be any authentic street music without a nigga talking about what goes on in the street. And it's even more authentic when it happens to you. Like, a good gangster rapper can talk about stories and shit that he's seen. The greater ones could say, nigga, I was shot 8 times. What's good? 50 Cent's, Tupac's. These are the great...
But when 50 said... 50 said who shot him. He said, Hamo shot me. But Hamo was dead by the time he told. So you can't tell on a dead nigga.
50 on the power dollar. Uh-huh. First of all, you can if snitching. No,
but my whole thing is gray area.
But no, because what's okay and what's not. You say you can't tell on a dead nigga, meaning there would be a repercussion if he was alive, correct?
If he was alive, yes.
What would be the repercussion? Possibly going to jail, correct?
Yes.
Going right back to what I'm just saying. Nobody's went to jail from a rapper saying anything about another rapper on record.
So as long as somebody doesn't go to jail, it's okay to tell on them?
As long as you're not going to the police to tell on a crime, yes. Because you're not telling on somebody by rapping. If you went to the police, mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of a rapper that actually is on paperwork, that you actually got paperwork on. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
It does not even say it.
I mean, the shit, rapper. I don't know none of these rappers. I ain't talking about local. I'm just saying in general. Oh, I don't know. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think in my lifetime, do I know somebody that, you know, that got paperwork? Because shit, a lot of these rappers go to jail.
So... You know, because there is this thing called dry snitching where you can, it's still technically helping police, but.
Well, again, so that goes back to what I said initially. That's why I cleared up by, are we talking to the police or are we not? Because, the gray is telling on niggas in the street. Now, the gray is because you don't know what this nigga just did to me. You don't know what this nigga just did to him. You don't know, that shit can go around a million times. Yeah. Man, that nigga didn't, he shot my mother. Ah, that nigga didn't, they beat my cousin up. Now, when am I going to not know that it's not okay for this nigga to want to get vengeance for his own family? I don't know. So that's the part that's really tough. You feel me? But going to the police, I don't know, there's no other way to get your name out of that. You feel me? Like, there ain't no other way to get your name out of that.
Yeah.
But if you rapping, and there is no way to have street music without a rapper telling the authenticity of what happened to them. It's better when you talking about yourself. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now...
But you can still talk about yourself and not implicate people.
I don't know how you do that when you talk about
you could
yourself.
Just say, about you could be like, you could just say you
Jay-Z
got shot.
Jay-Z said, nigga, I shot my brother. Mm.
But you could snitch on yourself all day. That's cool. You want to snitch on yourself? Do that all day. I'm talking about snitching on another person. Or just
I don't know if that's offering snitching. Information. If we ain't going to jail, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about to snitching with rappers. Nigga, if I say something and the police need to use it, the police will say, I need you to make this statement. That if not, they're going to just use your... They use a lot of people's shit just as evidence. Like, oh, such and such in the rapper, da-da-da. And then guess what these rappers come back and clean up? Oh, no, these are just stories. Like, a lot of these rappers take... I'm trying to think of a rapper that actually really told or snitched. I really can't think of one.
Literally snitched the same.
Yeah, I can't think of one that actually really... That we can think of nowadays that say got paperwork to say that they did... That they were doing a crime with somebody... And that they told on, you know, that they, you know, the Tekashi did what they trying to say, but.
What about that situation with Yellow Breezy in Texas?
Who?
I don't know nothing about that.
Where he got shot in the highway and people been.
Lil Yellow?
Yeah,
Lil. But did he tell on the shooter?
But there was other people telling on the situation that he was in.
The people that was in the car?
Nah, other rappers in the city and other people that knew about these. The things that happened, that were dry snitching.
I will say this, bro. When
but they're not part of it. They were just telling it.
You got to know your status in the world a lot of times. People, you know, nigga, if the whole world ride with me, nigga, I ain't got to say shit. These niggas getting ready to ride, let it.
Yeah.
Nigga, somebody, you going to get it? You going to get it. Like, we too deep for you. In my own town, it's sometimes it can happen in your own town, it happens. Sometimes, nigga, happen in your own town, you heavy, it ain't going to go down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you know, and I assume that, you know, niggas wasn't gonna let it go down. I don't know. I don't know that he told. He took his shot later. But I mean,
I'm just saying, it's a dry snitching that other people outside the experience got to come.
I mean, that's always gonna happen.
What's
people
going on?
Talk.
And they're spitting on it and talking about his situation like third party.
Let me tell you something with that, right? Like when everybody talks about a situation, like boom, it's like they are snitched. That shit helps. That shit helps survive.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? You're right, because like my situation, I got shot. It's like if the police, when they called, they came and got Rye. They was mad at that nigga. They say, yo, that he ain't want to do that. They thought they was acting like, he was like, yo, these niggas acting like I shot you. You know what I mean? Because he was giving them attitude and shit. Yeah. But the motherfuckers knew everything. Right. You know what I mean? They knew everything.
Everything.
But they just need people to connect the dots.
They just needed me to connect that dot. You know what I mean? They needed me to connect the dot. And that was all
they
was
to say what you want them to say. They don't need you to do that. If you want to say it, you can do this. If you don't want to say it, fuck it.
Yeah. But they told me, they knew from everybody talking, like when niggas talking and doing all that running their mouth shit, like they knew everything. Like they didn't tell me at first. Like they just was wanting to see what the fuck I was going to.
Yeah.
So I'm just in there. I don't know what's going on, man. See, it happened from the back. Boom, hit me in the neck. I ain't. It's from the back. He's like, okay, so, you know, you can just tell us anything if you think that's gonna be cool to us. But we know what happened. I was like, which I know it. Well, tell me what happened, because obviously you've seen
this at the hospital.
Nah, we was. This is they came to the hospital, but you know.
Yeah.
Got them out of there. Like, I ain't how to move this. Like, yo, I'm saying, I don't want to talk to them niggas right now. I'm fucked up. So they waited till I got out, you know, came to the crib. You know what I mean? Got them out of there, because I was at my baby mom's crib. She took care of me. We weren't even together. You know what I mean? That's what, you know what I mean? You know, bitches came to the hospital. I was like, yo, nah, chill. Yo, get out. Yo, call my baby mom. So my baby mom's came. She was like, you coming home with me? I went to my baby mom's crib. She took care of me. And they was coming to the crib. You know, they came to Rob. You know what I mean? Because he had to be at the crib. So Rob's like, yo, you ain't gonna da. They took him down to the shit. So he in there giving them niggas sweet gold. I don't know what he did. He did something crazy. They was tight at that nigga.
Yeah.
And now they was really looking for me. Like, yo, that motherfucker didn't do this. He was acting like he didn't want to say anything. And he's supposed to be your cousin? What's going on with this? We just trying to help it out. You know what I mean? And I was like, he left out the room, did something. So now they was like, trying to find me. So now they had my baby mom, because, you know, she came to, I was supposed to say, I had her
address. Yeah.
So they came to the crib. Knocked on the door. I'm like, oh shit. It's the police. I'm like, oh shit. I'm on the couch and crazy. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, fuck it, let him in. They come in. They like, oh, so now I'm acting real crazy. Like, yeah, I'm done all that. They're like, all right, we just give the call, you get better, you come see it. So I got better. So I'm trying to get my property. I'm in front of the property. So boom, blah, blah. I come in there, I'm talking to them. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I'm trying to get a property. Like, okay, yeah, we just want to talk to you for a minute about what's going on. And I'm like, all right. What's going on? They're like, oh, we just want to show you some pictures, and we want to see if you know anybody in these pictures, and we just want to, just talk to you about what happened, because you know this. I ain't gonna front it. This, it happened downtown, so we just want to know, like, if it happened.
Oh yeah, if it happens downtown, it's a wrap.
And it's ill because they say, yo, they said, he said if it happened on Freedom, Betty Ford, anything, we wouldn't give a damn. Right. But it happened downtown, man. Absolutely. I was damn. When he told me that shit, I was like, this motherfucker. Bird of
my money. That's because somebody else is mad. Yeah, their property go there.
Yeah,
right. You're fucking up money.
Yeah, you're fucking up a lot of money doing that uptown.
This motherfucker. So now he like, yeah. So I'm like, yo, all right, I got hit from the back, man. I don't know what happened, man. You know, that shit came up from behind. He was like, yo, man, you know, all right, so that's what you want to tell me? And I'm like, yo, what you mean? And he was like, all right. Then after I told him all my bullshit, them niggas started getting mean. Like, listen, man, you can tell us what you want to tell us, but listen, niggas threw pictures on the thing. Said, let's do all these pictures. And they had the picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
I
went through it. Oh, they had the person on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, nah, I don't see nobody on this. So they're like, so you going to tell us you don't see nobody on this picture, on this thing? They say, it's all cool. If your friend did it, you can just tell us. Like, it's all cool. I'm like, yo, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. They say, yeah, because everybody told us, the waitresses, you know, the parking lot attendants and everybody. And they looking at them like, yo, listen, I don't know. They said, yeah. They said, you had a table in there, right? They said, but you didn't have the table. Y'all came in and came to somebody's table. Mm. And then they said, you gave three people five when you walked out and walked around the corner. And you walked out and gave that. I was like, oh, shit, these motherfuckers.
Camera everywhere.
Like, they knew. They said you walked over there, and then you ran around the corner. Then that's where they saw you. They almost gave up who told me. You know, who told them.
Like, accidentally,
and
like,
and that's where they saw you at when you came back. And that's how they knew you were shot, because you were jumping up and down. And I was like, oh, these motherfuckers knew everything. Like, they know everything. Like how you said when people talking, like just how people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they talking, the police know everything. That's part of snitching, though. You know what I mean?
That's why I say in the yellow breezy.
Y'all hear the Douce flowing in the background? Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.